We are preparing now for the great light of Pesach, the great light of Passover. And I know and I believe that all of us are studying on our own, on Kabbalah.com, to learn and understand the great opportunity that we have. And I often think about the fact that maybe one of the greatest blessings that we have by being on this path of Kabbalah and the path of the Zohar is that we are aware of what is available, right? Can you imagine people who go through life without even an awareness of the different days and the different gifts that are available? So personally, and I'm sure all of us, are very excited when we have the opportunity, such as Pesach, such as Passover. We know the levels of freedom, levels of blessings, the levels of miracles that are available for us are truly limitless, only limited by our vessel, desire, consciousness. But that's how we begin our connection. So it is very important, of course, to appreciate, to know what is available for us during this time of year and do all that we can to prepare for it properly. But there's another element of the connection that is very, very important, especially in the days leading up to and through Pesach, through Passover. The Kabbalists speak about the importance of doing actions of sharing in order to facilitate and protect and enlarge the level of blessings and light that we receive. Why is that? Why isn't it enough? A lot of people in this world like to be spiritual, right? Go to meditation retreats, go to Pesach connections. Why does there have to be an action of sharing in conjunction, related to, in preparation for the great light that we are going to receive, the great light that we desire to receive on these days? So I'd like to share with you a very important section from the Zohar. And this is true certainly about Pesach, Passover. It's also true on any, before any important days in our life. This is in the introduction to the Zohar in section 174. Patach Rabbi Shimon ve'amar. Rabbi Shimon opened up the discussion, opened up the revelation and said, Kol man dechadi bi'inen mo'adaya. Any person who connects, receives the joy, receives the blessings of these powerful days, days of connection, but he or she does not give a part of that, the proper part, to the Creator. Chas v'shalom ahu ra'ayin satan soneoto v'kamet katregle. There are negative forces that can come and try to steal, take away the light and the blessings that you, that the individual has awakened. When we talk about giving a part to the Creator, which awakens the protection for all the light and the blessings that we are awakening, that we are going to be blessed with on Pesach, what does it mean? Lemechti lemiskini kifuma deyecha lemevad. To give to those who are poor as much as you can. Kifuma deyecha lemevad, as much as you can do. And we know, as Rabbi Shimon and Rav Ashag remind us, there's different levels of being poor. Of course, there's those who have physical poverty. But the greatest poverty, as the Kabbalists teach, ein ani ela midat, are those who do not have consciousness, those who do not have a connection to the light of the Creator. So whatever you can do, in the days leading up to important days, in this case we're talking about Pesach, you have to give a part to the Creator in order to awaken protection around all the blessings and all the light that you're going to receive. And how do you do that? By helping out those who are poor. And what is the greatest action of helping out those who are poor? Those who are poor in connection, those who are poor in a connection to the light of the Creator. And therefore the Kabbalists would say, and this was true about all the Kabbalists throughout the ages, that in the days, especially the 2 weeks leading up to any important days of connection, the Kabbalists would take their time, spend time with their students, spend time with people who came to them, because it is the not just, of course, throughout the year, you want to share with whoever you can, you want to take care of whoever you can, but the Kabbalists specifically would take larger shares of their day to give advice, to give support, to give connection to those who didn't have, because they knew that this is the way to protect the blessings that we are about to receive. So much so, and again, I do recommend you study this section. The Zohar is a little bit scary. If we don't do what we can in actions of sharing prior to important days of connection, chas v'shalom, we can even draw the light and draw those blessings, but not have it protected, not have it last. What does protected mean? I mean, it lasts for the next 12 months at least. And therefore, for myself, and I recommend for all of us, as we prepare for Pesach, make sure that you're doing actions of sharing. Of course, do them yourself. If you have a friend or somebody you know who needs assistance, now is the time. Go out of yourself. Now is the time. Not just, again, that's always a good advice, but especially because we're coming to these powerful days and we want to receive so much. You want it to be protected. You want it to be lasting. Share before. By the way, to be clear, this is true if you have an important meeting coming up, throughout our lives, any important days, before your wedding, before your celebration of a new child, it's always important in the days prior to go outside of yourself and do actions of sharing to those who need. Of course, the greatest need that exists in our world is the need of consciousness, and therefore bring it back to where we are now. My work, your work, in these days, to make sure that the light that we awaken, the great light of miracles, of blessings, of freedom, that we awaken on Pesach remains with us and remains protected. Make sure, and we'll say these words again, to share with those who are impoverished physically, but more importantly, spiritually, as much as you can. And then, Bezat Hashem, not only are you guaranteed to receive the light of Pesach, but you're guaranteed for it to be protected, for it to be lasting, for it to be able to remain with you for the next 12 months. Of course, as we said, we should go outside of ourselves and do actions of sharing. But of course, this also includes doing actions of sharing of tzedakah, of charity, to the work of the center, which is the most powerful way by which we become partners in lifting out of spiritual poverty and lack people from all over the world. This is the time. So I bless all of us in two things now. Not only that we have the zchut, the merit, to prepare as we should, to be able to receive and awaken the great light on Pesach, but maybe more importantly, that we do the work of sharing in the days before, whether I recommend you do both, that you go out of your way to help those who are spiritually in need in whatever way you can. It could be your family, it could be your friends, and also do whatever you can. Again, not often Rabbi Shimon uses the words, kefum ma d'yachel le'mebad, as much as you can, in sharing with charity to the work of the center. And then, as Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, then you can come to Pesach, receive even more than you would have received otherwise, but maybe more importantly, have yourself and the new light and blessings that you awaken be protected. Bezrat Hashem, we should have the zchut, the merit to understand this. We should have the zchut to push ourselves, the merit to push ourselves in all ways, to go outside of our comfort, to share with those that we know, with the work of the center. And therefore, we will be blessed, all of us, not only with a powerful connection, but with the light and the blessing that we awaken to be completely protected and retained with us, Bezrat Hashem.